I think this is the biggest crowd I've ever preached to at Life Changer Church. I'm overwhelmed. Wow. Are y'all visitors? Did they bus you in or something? Huh? Where'd y'all come from? How many of you, this is the first time you've ever seen me? That's what I thought, a bunch of you. Amen. Kathy, stand up. I want everybody to see my beautiful wife of 42 years. Amen. 42 years. Now, I was told I had to be done at 11 o'clock, so I have 7 minutes. Amen. You know, this is a real special day. Real special day. Today, we're going to be setting Travis into overseeing the ministry of helps here in the church. And so this is kind of a special service. It's really an honor to do this. And as Pastor says, you know, I've been traveling for 33 years and been over 3,000 churches and teaching on the ministry of helps. And when I first started, I can probably say ministry of helps was not talked about in church, was not mentioned from pulpits. Today it is in Bible schools, teachings in Bible schools around the world, and actually every year in over 150,000 Bible schools, I teach five lessons on the ministry of helps. Amen. 150,000 Bible schools in 70 different languages now. We teach on the ministry of helps. And churches now are putting on their staffs a minister of helps, someone that oversees the ministry of helps. And I know some of you, maybe this is your first time you've ever heard of the ministry of helps. And you know, even though 33 years, 3,000 churches, I still meet people. Still meet people, never heard of it, still meet ministers that have never seen it in the Word of God and realize how valuable and how important it is to the local church. So get out your Bibles, open up to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Pastor said I had to be done by 3 o'clock, so we have to hurry. Amen. We have to hurry. Amen. But today is for Travis, amen, and also for you to understand his position now. Overseeing the ministry of helps. And I think it will help you to understand. Maybe when Travis comes and asks you to be involved in the church, that you'll understand now why he's asking. Amen. Amen. And so you'll step forward. I know many of you are involved, but I know there's a few of you that are not involved. Look your neighbor, say he's talking to the people sitting behind us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Grab your neighbor's hand. Squeeze it just a little bit. I know you're excited. I know you're really excited because there's no more offerings. Amen. I know you're really excited about that. And let's pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for another opportunity to feast upon your word, to be challenged in the house of God. Father, I thank you for everyone that's here today. Everyone, and Father, I thank you that you have a place and a part for each and every one of them. And now, Father, I again, I thank you on my behalf for clarity of speech and for simplicity of thought. But most of all, I thank you for the anointing, that it flows like it's never flowed before. In Jesus' name, and we all said amen and amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we'll start in verse 27. It says, now ye are the body of Christ. And I'm not just reading that about someone else. I'm talking to you. It says, now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. Each and every one of us are particular members in the body of Christ. Another word that I like to use there for particular is special. Each and every one of us are special members in the body of Christ. Look at your neighbor and say, he's talking about me right now. He's talking about me right now. Amen. And it goes on and says, and God has set some in the church. And that's where I want to be. I want to be in church. I just don't want to be one of those that just go to church. I want to be in church. And to be in church means to be involved in church. look your neighbor and say, I think he's talking about me right now. It says, and God has set some in the church. First, apostles. And I don't know about you, but I thank God for the apostles. Amen. Then it goes on and says, secondarily, prophets. I don't know about you, but I thank God for the prophets. Amen. I'm not one, but I thank God for them. Then it goes on and says, thirdly, teachers. Thank God for people that can teach the Word of God. Amen. Pastor Ted and Sister Jenny, they are great teachers in the Word of God. Amen. I love to sit and just listen to them. And because whenever they talk to you, it's always the Word rolling right out of them, you know. And I'm sitting there thinking, I've got to read my Bible more. Amen. I've got to read my Bible. Amen. Then it goes on and says, after that, miracles. Now, how many of you agree that God still has miracles today? Amen? Amen. And then it goes on and says, after that, then gifts of healings. And thank God those people that turned in their prayer requests today are going to be healed. Amen? Because we serve a God that heals. Amen? And now what's that next little word there? What's that next? Y'all got Bibles? Y'all looking at your Bibles? What's that next little word? Helps. See? You almost got to point it out to people. You know, they know apostles, oh yeah, prophets, oh yeah, teachers, oh yeah, miracles, amen, gifts of healings, hallelujah. Oh yeah, helps. Sounds like work to me. But you know, I've shared this, and this is so true. Over the years, I've really discovered why people don't see that little word helps there when they're reading this verse. Because this is where a lot of people blink when they're reading this verse. I mean, they're wide-eyed when they start reading it, you know, and apostles and prophets and teachers and miracles and gifts of healings, and diversities of tongues, and they blink right over helps in governments. Amen. Listen, I know a lot of blinking Christians. Been to a lot of blinking churches too. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, we're not a blinking church. But there it is. It's in the Bible. I want you to see that. You know, it's in the Bible, and it says that God put it there. Buddy Bell didn't put it there. The board didn't put it there. The elders didn't put it there. Pastor didn't put it there. But the God that created the heavens and the earth, the God that spoke light into existence, set into the church the ministry of helps. It's a supernatural ministry. It's a ministry, now listen to me, that is just as valid, just as anointed as if God had asked you to be a prophet. Thank you for those two, that's right, but I'm looking for at least three amens by 3 o'clock. Amen. Amen. Thank you, we got one. Amen. Well, how can you say that, brother buddy? Because I know my God is not a respecter. I thank God for prophets. You know, if there's a prophet here this morning, my prayer for you is that you prophet. Amen. But also thank God for those in the ministry of helps. Let me give you the Vine's definition. It goes like this. It says, one of the ministrations in the local church by way of rendering assistance or especially of help ministered to the weak and the needy. Yeah, if you're rendering assistance in any way in the church, outside of the church walls, in the outreaches, if you're giving help to the weak and the needy, yeah, you're serving in a ministry is just as valid, just as anointed, as if God had asked you to be a prophet. Say yes, amen. Don't become a respecter. Are you hearing me? I thank God for prophets, but I thank God for those people that are back there in the back right now ministering to your children, amen. For all of those that serve in the outreaches, amen. For all those that, you know, that's a ministry of helps, you coming up and Buddy Barrel. You know how many times I've been introduced as Buddy Barrel? I was sitting there thinking, maybe that's my offering, amen. The Buddy Barrel offering, amen. Isn't that true, Kelly? I don't know how many times I've been introduced as Buddy Barrel, amen. But now listen to me, you that gave in that offering, that's a ministry you're doing. You're helping, you're serving in the ministry of helps there. That money is going to go out to missionaries and help them. You're rendering assistance to them. Are you getting a hold of this? You don't have to stand behind a pulpit to say, well, now I'm really serving God. No, you were really serving God when you walked up here and put your buddy Beryl. Could they come up with another name? Put that money, because you're ministering to people around the world. You're rendering assistance to them. You're giving help to them, to the weak and the needy. Amen? It's a supernatural ministry. You know, there's a definition that I've used for over 30-some years, and I never get tired of it. It was written in the 1800s by a Pentecostal holiness preacher by the name of Brother Godbey. Amen. And he wrote a commentary on the New Testament, and this is how he defines the ministry of helps. He starts off with the word O-H-O, and it's not O. You know, that's how a lot of people respond to rendering assistance and giving, you know, giving in the Buddy Barrel offering. Oh, you know, why do they always call me? And on top of that, who gave them my phone number? You know, I've asked people all over the world, well, what do you do here in your church? You know, and I'm excited when I ask them that question. And the answers and responses I've got over the years, oh, Brother Buddy, I'm a bucket passer. You know, somebody's got to pass the buckets at our church. Our pastor's always taking offerings. Amen. I asked another person one time, what do you do here in your church? You know, I'm excited. Oh, Brother Buddy, I'm a dirty diaper changer. Somebody's got to change the dirty diapers in this church. And tell you the truth, if I didn't, I think some of these babies would never get a clean diaper. You know, I knew what that nursery worker was talking about. I've served in the nursery. I know what a dirty diaper looks like's been left on all night. All that mother did on Sunday morning was grab that baby, wrap a blanket around it, took off for church, and prayed that Brother Buddy and a clean diaper would be in the nursery. Amen. Listen, when I served in the nursery, I had this motto. You bring them in full, you'll take them home full. Can I have an amen from the nursery workers? I asked another person one time, I said, what do you do here in your church? I'm excited when I ask them that question. Oh, I sing in the choir. Brother Buddy, they've been harassing me for weeks on the telephone, so I gave up. And I sing in the choir. And you know, this is how a lot of people, this is how they responded to this, that God has set into the church. And again, a lot different than one of those other ministries that we've read here this morning already. You know, let me give you an example. Let's say the word comes down from heaven. This is God. I am in search of a prophet to serve me in the prophet's ministry. Oh, Lord, call those things as be not as though they were, Lord. I'll do it. Prophet, get out of my way. Prophet! We get all excited about that one, amen? But you let the word come down from heaven. This is God. I am in search of a nursery worker to serve me in the nursery. You know, brother, I think God is speaking to me to speak to you about serving in the nursery. Can I have an amen? But brother God, but he don't start off, oh. But he starts off, oh! Y'all don't look at me like that. Some of you are looking at me like, where'd they find you, brother buddy? North of Sand Springs, about a mile south of Zinc Ranch. Amen. But he starts off excited. Why? Because he's excited about the body of Christ. He's excited about serving God. He starts off, oh, the infinite value of the humble gospel helpers. Thousands of people have no gifts as leaders are. Number one, helpers. How grand. Revival work. Moves along. When red-hot platoons of fire-baptized helpers crowd around God's heroic leaders of the embattled host. Woo! That's what I say. What a definition for a dirty diaper changer. Amen. What a definition for a bucket passer. Amen. God said into the church, the ministry of helps. Turn to Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6. Hallelujah. Turn me up just a little bit more. If anybody loves to hear Buddy Bell preach, it's Buddy Bell. Amen. People ask me, Brother Buddy, when you're down, how do you get up? I put on a Buddy Bell DVD. And it gets me going. Amen. Some of you are looking at me a little strange. Listen, if I'm not excited about me and what I'm doing, then what right do I have to expect you to be excited about me and what I'm doing? Did you hear that, Travis? Where's Travis at? Amen. If you're not excited, Travis, about the ministry of helps, don't expect anybody else to be excited in the church about the ministry of helps. Amen? Well, put you on the spot there, didn't I? Hallelujah. Acts chapter 6. Look at this. And this is what today's about, what we're about to do here, okay? Acts chapter 6, it says, and in those days, when the number of disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. We're coming up short on the ministry of helps. We need some assistance here, okay? And the 12 called the multitude, the disciples, unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Now, let me help you out with this statement. They're not saying that they will not serve tables. What they're saying is, we can't do it all. We can't do it all. You know, Pastor Ted and Sister Jenny, they're at a place now where, you know, 30 years ago, you could do it all. Amen. You could serve the tables and do everything. But now it's growing to a place that they need help. They need assistance. Amen. And that's why today we're placing Travis, amen, over the ministry of helps. Amen. So they'll have time to be in the Word and in prayer. Amen. Are you seeing this? Don't you love going to a Bible church that does it the Bible way, not God's way, you know, not culture's way? Hello? Well, it's just the culture now, you know. Well, no, it's the Bible way now. It still works today. Amen? Amen. Let's go on and let's see what happens. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the same pleased the whole multitude. Now, if you're here this morning and you've never seen a miracle in the Bible, here's your first miracle. Everyone was pleased. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Travis, and five other guys they ran around with. Amen. Thank God for names like Travis and Buddy. Amen. Whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. They must have been sick. They must have been, they needed to be prayed for healing. You know, there's other reasons why we lay hands on people. Amen. You know, as I travel around the world, I've been asking pastors, you know, when was the last time you laid hands on your ministry of helps people? When was the last time you had a special service, amen, emphasizing the ministry of helps, and then laying hands on those who serve in the nursery and children's church and our outreaches? You know, they found those that said, hey, I'll serve. I'll serve the tables. I'll take care of the widows. I'll serve in children's church. I'll serve in the nursery. I'll help in the outreaches. Nursing home. Amen. What's some of the other ministries here? Nursing home. Food bank. Outreach. Youth ministry. Office volunteers. Somebody cleaning the church. intercessory prayer, altar workers, musicians, singers, sound, video, television, motion pictures. Amen. Don't think that there's not a place for you. Coffee shop. Amen. We get them all? Door greeters. Amen. Ushers. For long, parking lot attendants. Amen. Small group leaders. Host homes. Wow. There's a lot of places that you could serve in. Amen. Women's ministry. Food preparation ministry. Okay, I only got 2 minutes left, okay? All right. Amen. A lot of ministries here in the church. There's a place. Listen to me. It's not an accident that God brought you to this church. Okay? And I'm gonna step out on the limb here and I'm going to say something else. You were in another church, but you're here today. Okay? Let me tell you why. Because you have a pastor that believes in letting people be involved. He's not interested in raising up an audience, but he's in the business of raising up an army. And he knows and understands that when you begin to serve, God begins to move in your life. Amen. They laid hands upon these. They recognized them. And it says, and the word of God increased. And the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. And a great number of the priests were obedient to the faith. The word of God increased. You know, over the years, some ministers have said there were a greater revelation of the word of God came forth from that moment on. I'll go for that. But I also believe there was an increase of God's presence. Amen. You know, when you have 2 people show up for an outreach, praise the Lord, you know. But when you have 100 people show up for an outreach, I believe there's an increase of God's presence. Amen. That's why, you know, sometimes we don't understand why pastors have such a passion for us to serve. You know, one brother said to me, oh, you ought to just be happy I show up. He's not. He's not. Why? Because he wants to increase the presence of God in this church, in this ministry, and in your life, and in this city. And when more people serve, when more people get involved, it increases the presence of God. Can I have an amen? Let's go on. And Stephen, remember Stephen? He was the one that said, I'll serve the tables, I'll take care of the widows. It says, and Stephen, full of faith and power. Whoa, wait a minute. No, this is a different Stephen. This isn't the one that volunteered to serve tables and take care of the widows and clean the church and serve in the nursery. Oh, this is a different Stephen, right? No, it's the same one. Look at this. Now, Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. But I don't know if you've noticed this, but it doesn't seem to come up in the conversation until after. I'll serve. I'll take care of the widows. I'll serve the tables. I'll help park cars. I'll stand at the door and shake hands. I'll serve in children's church in the nursery. I'll be there for the outreach at the park. I'll do my part in Buddy Barrel. And now Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. One brother said to me one day, well, I'll tell you what, brother, buddy, when God does something, I'll do something. I'll never forget that. He was serious. When God does something, brother, buddy, then I'll do something. And I smiled and I tried to be nice. I said, Listen, you got it backwards. God's waiting on you. God's waiting on you to do something, and then he's really going to do something. Stephen said, I'll do something. And God says, and I'm really going to do something. Amen. The Word of God says God will overtake us. Overtake us. But that tells me I've got to be moving to be overtaken. Amen. And there's so many opportunities in this church to begin moving for God. Amen. This is not just a church where you come and sit and an audience grows. But this is a church where you come and you begin to move and become part of an army. Amen. And God shows up on the scene. Can you understand that definition? The infinite value. Are you getting it? Oh, the infinite value. I'm talking to y'all. Oh, the infinite value of the humble gospel helpers. Thousands of people have no gifts as leaders. We are number one helpers. How grand revival work moves along when red hot platoons of fire baptized helpers crowd around God's heroic leaders of the embattled host. Would you stand up with me? Hallelujah. 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 Travis, would you come on up here? Hallelujah. 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 You can just stand right there. Amen. Amen. Good looking guy. Amen. And what an honor to do. We're going to do what the Bible says to do. We're going to lay hands on you today. Amen. And what a great way to do this. Because now you, the congregation, you understand his position. Amen. And another thing, you'll know who to go see. you laugh, but you know, I travel around the world. I go to churches, and you'd be amazed how many people say, well, you know, I'd serve, but I really don't know where to or who to talk to. I don't know who to talk to. I went to this one lady. I thought, you know, and she said, well, I'm not the one you talk to. Go see, I think, Brother so-and-so. I'll go over to Brother so-and-so. Well, I don't know why they sent you to me. You know? You need to go see Sister So-and-so. And they say, forget it. Forget it. But you know who to go see now. And that's Travis. Amen? Amen. But before Pastor, come on up. Pastor Jenny, come on up too. Amen. Before we lay hands on you, though, I want to share this with you. January the 1st. There's one more stipulation to your position. Okay. On January 1st, I'm really excited about something I've been wanting to do for almost 2 years now. We're launching on the internet an online mobile training center on the Ministry of Helps. And I want to give you the first charter membership in our first class. Amen. Free of charge.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So you have to complete it.
Okay. I'll do it.
Will you do that? I'm really excited about it. It's 10 lessons, and it's got exams in it, and it's got notes, it's got quizzes, it's just loaded. And it really, Travis, it really is my heart. My heart. You know, I've been wanting, you know, it's hard to come to a church and teach 10 classes, you know. And give your whole heart. And now I'm able to put it, and it's open to the world. And so we're going to have a charter class of 50 people, and I want to ask you if you'd be our first charter member in the school. Okay? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's do this. Glory to God. Come right here. Y'all stretch your hands out toward Travis. Amen. Who knows? He might turn into a Buddy Bell. Amen. It's a scary thought. Amen. Amen. But you better learn that definition.
I will.
When I come back, I'm going to ask you. Amen. Hallelujah. But this is a church. 2014.
Let me have the elders come on up.
Yeah. Let's do what? I'm so excited. And I want to make this statement because I really felt in my spirit I should say this. 2013's over. I'm going to say it one more time. Somebody need to hear this. Your 2013 is over. Okay? It's over. It's done. It's behind you now, okay? 2014 is going to be your year, all right? But first of all, you've got to wipe that slate. Amen. It's over. 2013's over. Amen. And so just hold your head up high and just say, look out, devil. Here I come. 2014. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's lay hands on Travis.
Church, stretch your hands out toward Travis. Guys, gather in.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. I thought at the time, nobody better to have lay hands on Travis and set him in as the head of the Helps Ministry at Life Changers than the King of Helps himself. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for Travis today. Lord, as we lay our hands upon him, Lord, we have just observed the grace of God at work in this man's heart for many years now. And it becomes apparent to all that Travis is a minister of Helps guy. Travis, I set you in as the head of this department in this church. We declare over you the blessing of the Lord and the grace of God. Any gifts, grace, talent that I have that God has given to me, I freely lay my hands on you and I release that to you. And I release the anointing of increase and organization and strategizing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, thank you, Lord, for setting Travis into this office. Lord, we're just acknowledging and recognizing what you have been doing for years. And Lord, we bless this gift. Lord, that Travis has a gift, but Travis is a gift to this body. And we thank you for him. We declare the blessing of the Lord over him that makes one rich and he adds no sorrow to it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Now, buddy, do you have anything you'd like to say over Travis? Anybody else got a word for Travis?
In Deuteronomy 28, where it talks about all the blessings and curses, it's interesting that one of the curses that it talks about, it says, you're cursed because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart. There's something you'll preach on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I just really felt like that, Travis, one of the gifts that you have is to be able to work well with others and to release that sense of joy, that what we're doing is not just drudgery. It's not just like, oh, but it's, oh, it really is that sense of joy. And I refer back to a dream David had a few years ago about this church being filled with people, but what it was filled with was joy. People were happy. There was just like this buzz. And I just believe that that's something that is in you to impart because you have that as a part of your personality. And I just really see that as being a real asset, that we're not just like the army recruiter, you know, and the drill sergeant kind of, you know, mentality. Okay, we're going to get this done. Blah, 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 blah. But there's that sense of what we're going to do, we do with joy. We're going to serve the Lord with joy and gladness of heart.
Amen. Amen.
Friend, you know, this is such an awesome thing. You've been this your whole life. It's obvious for many people, you see quickly how God designed them. You were designed for this role. Thank God for Buddy that he set it up for you to achieve, because the church wouldn't have found it without this man helping us. The word I got was that the desire of your heart has always been to serve and to help others, and I think in the natural, your desire was to coach basketball and help kids be all they could be and win for their team. And I want to tell you, God has called you to be a team coach leader for a team here that's in a spiritual world that even has more value. And you matured to a place where we have great pride in you. The Father's looking down on you with such great pride. I'm so honored this day that you get to have this role to be team coach here at Life Changer.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Anybody else? Michael?
Travis, as a pastor was praying, I heard in the spirit this big word, favor. So I'm just going to, I hope our body will agree with me as I declare favor over you and favor over this particular ministry today. Because the last thing the last word that this man said that I really grabbed a hold of was revival. I've heard you do this 10 times. That word stuck with me this time. So this ministry is going to have to be in favor of this revival. It's going to have to be the servant role. So I bless that. And I bless you. You're the right guy for it at this time. Thank you.
Amen.
Travis, I just want to speak over your blessing. That Father, that Travis will see an anointing and an increase in the supernatural that he's not ever known. Father God, that as he steps in here, Lord, that the dreams and the visions, Lord, not just the things of the natural, but Lord, his eyes for the supernatural, his eyes, the Lord, just like Stephen, Lord, a man filled with faith and power, Lord, that I just pray that blessing over Travis. Lord, I thank you that as he steps in, Lord, that he will just come to see it and learn to trust it and recognize it. In Jesus' name, you know, the thing that stuck out to me was I remember when we went on a youth camp with you out to Colorado, and we were up in the mountains, and man, you were just, it was just like a whole different anointing of Travis was on you, you know, just the anointing of the Lord. It was like, this is not a Travis I've seen before. I mean, you're prophesying, and you're just going to town, and I just really felt like that kind of anointing is coming, and it'll rest on you. So to trust it and go with it, and because it's coming, it's here with this position.
The Lord just showed me that he's raised you up for a time such as this. From very, very early on, even from birth, he placed you in a God-loving family. They taught you line upon line. You went to Sunday school. You went to church. You learned line upon line, precept upon precept. He built a strong foundation in you. He gave you a servant's heart. And you've always had a hunger to give and to serve. And to serve the Lord with your whole heart. He placed you in your natural family so that you could be in this family. And he's prepared you for a time such as this. And he's very pleased.
Amen. And he married me too. Hallelujah.
Travis, as I've come to know you through the years, I've seen wisdom in you that has amazed me. But the picture that comes to me is the one where Solomon told the two mothers to divide the child in order to determine who the real mother was. And in your uprising, there's coming a greater uprising in the wisdom that God is releasing to you to divide.